Hey everyone, it's Amy Wood. I have Nick Vanderford with me. He is from Union, South Carolina, and right now is in Texas trying to help out the people. This is in a town that's very close to Houston, but it's like kind of gotten a second wave of rain, 26 inches of rain in 24 hours, kind of the new emergency situation there. Tell us, Nick, what you're seeing.
It was unexplainable when I got there early this morning around 7:30 or so. It's nothing I saw on the news prepared me for anything that I was actually going to see firsthand. Just to be able to see some full-size trucks were underwater completely up to their windows, and houses that the front windows had been busted out by the weight of the water because of how high it was, and just the way roads have disappeared and how stop signs are usually 7 feet or so off the ground, and now they're eye level with the water. I don't know how to explain it. It's just crazy. When I got there this morning, I didn't expect it to be anything like it was.
Tell me what you guys have been able to do. You left South Carolina, tagged your boat onto the back of a truck, and you headed there trying to help with rescues. Have you been able to help and rescue anyone?
Yeah, we got there, or we left Spartanburg Tuesday morning around 10 or so, and then we got down here to Texas at about midnight Texas time, which was 1 o'clock y'all's time. It was roughly a 14-and-a-half-hour drive or so. But and then we got up at 6 this morning and drove down to Port Arthur, which is where the storm just hit. It was probably another 2-hour drive there. But when we got there, it was just crazy to see how many boats were there. There were trucks that had three, four boats just strapped onto a trailer, and they just unloaded one by one and sent them out with different people. There were kayaks and canoes and all kinds of stuff, and it was cool to be able to see how the whole community down here was just wherever they were, whether it was their house that was getting flooded or whether they were in the safe zone, they were out helping, and there were just so many boats going up and down. When you were going one way, that you'd probably pass 16 going back the other way, and then same
thing.
Wow,
with people?
Yeah, 6-7 people a boat.
Unbelievable. Tell me what it is like. I mean, what was it like for you when you were able to get someone out?
I mean, I guess it was just a relief, I guess you could say, just to be able to say you helped someone get rescued. I mean, I wouldn't know how I would feel if I was trapped in a house that had a bunch of water coming into it. So I could only imagine how they felt when we were getting them out earlier.
What was it like? What was their situation? How long had they been waiting?
Like I said, the part where we went in Port Arthur, it just got hit basically through the night, and so wasn't nobody expecting the water levels to be as high as they were. And, I mean, even just going there, we were driving through some probably two foot of water just down a normal road that was probably 45 miles or so from where we were actually going to be at.
Wow.
But, yeah, we got there, and it was just basically looked like the city was just taking on water, and it was just sinking. It almost looked like, because everything was just down, and it was just water was above everything, it seemed like. All you could see was the trees, and you didn't know what was underneath you, whether there were cars or animals or whatever underneath you. And then we passed a couple of ranches and farms, and there were some big old pastures. And it doesn't look nothing but a lake out there right now. You can just see the fence around it, but it looks just like a lake. You can't see any grass or anything.
How tricky is it to put a boat in and maneuver? I mean, how careful do you have to be as you go through?
Well, the spot where we were, the wind, like, we were still in the draft of hurricane. But it was a tad bit tricky just because the boat we had was a little bit bigger than what everybody else had. and it was a lot more heavier, and that with the wind blowing, it caused a pretty good current, and it was basically trying to row up a river without a paddle, I guess you could say. But there were some spots where the wind wasn't blowing, and it was just easy sailing. But for the most part, we had to get out, and we had to just walk through the water with the boat just to get to point A to point B to load people up on it and take them back.
And how were you able to locate the people who needed to be rescued in your particular cases? Did you just happen upon them? Did someone say, go here? How did that work?
Well, the connections that I have from Spartanburg told me I needed to get in contact with Louisiana Cajun Navy. And so I contacted them yesterday, and they gave us access to a application or so on their website where you can go on there, and anyone that still has phone life or whatever left on their phone, battery percentage or whatever, they can go on there and mark where they are and what their rate of help is, whether they just need a water rescue because they can't get out of their driveway, or if they are out of food and water and they're on the verge of death. It's just like a map that's laid out with pinpoints on which sections where. One of the places we went today was a big old apartment complex. I couldn't tell you the name of it because the sign was underwater, but I mean, the water was standing pretty good there, but there's a good many people there. And like I was saying earlier, the area we were in was only probably like a 2 mile radius, I would say. And we probably had between 25 and 30 boats out there.
That's incredible. And were people from all over?
Yeah, I mean, mostly it was people from Louisiana and Mississippi and stuff like that, but there's a few people from up towards the top of Texas that came down to help as well. But the Highway Patrol is doing a pretty good job of trying to keep everybody out, I guess, because the Coast Guard, Navy, and all that's coming in, but we had to talk to a couple of people and explain to them that we were coming to help or whatever, and they just needed to send us wherever we needed to go, and they understood and sent us on our way. They've blocked off a couple of the main interstates and have made people get off and stuff like that.
But there was ability for you to get in there and help out through this Cajun Navy.
Yeah. I mean, and there'll be some roads that are blocked off, and it'll have cops just sitting there at the end of the road, or entrance of the road, I should say, that they obviously know if they see a truck pulling a boat, they obviously know what they're there for. But if they see, like, a car coming up or something like that, they're going to tell them to turn around. But mostly where they have everything blocked off at, I mean, it's not just for them to do it. They have a pretty good reason. We went down one of the roads, and this is where we ended up working at today, is we were trying to get all the way to Port Arthur, but we were probably 30 minutes north of it or northeast of it. And we just couldn't go any further because the water was so deep. And so we ended up just letting the boat out there and did what we could in that area. And then we're planning on going to sleep here in a little bit, and then get up bright and early in the morning, probably around 5:30, 6 or so, and then head down there again for another day.
Well, it's amazing what you're doing. Let's put in perspective who you are and how young you are, because you and your buddy, and please share his name, are homeschooling students. Is that right?
No, my buddy is. I'm out of school.
You're out of school.
2016, yeah.
But you're young. You guys are, how old are you guys?
I'll be 20 in December, and then my buddy Blease, he'll be 17. Or he's 17.
So you
now.
Two young guys saw this on the news and said, I got to do something? How did you decide to go?
Well, like I was telling my boss the other day when I called him to let him know that I was coming down here, it was just something that had been on my mind ever since it happened. It's just like, I wish there was something I could do other than just donate money at some website or send a case of water or something. And then I was watching TV one night, Monday night. I was watching TV, and I saw where they said that anyone that had a boat that could bring it needs to bring it as soon as possible, because it was just only going to get worse. And so I called my buddies up and tried to see if I could get a couple more people to go, but everybody was busy with stuff. And so it was just me and him, and we left at 10 Tuesday morning and headed down this way.
Well, good for you guys and good for the people who you've been able to help so far. We're obviously all going to keep you in our prayers for your safety and for your success. And we look forward to getting updates from you. Keep sending pictures and keep letting me know how it's going.
All right, I will.